Do we realize how much control the government is trying to take and exert on their citizens? There are some striking examples which, if you haven't heard about them, I'd like to bring them to your attention. Recently, a Bank of America customer found that his account was frozen because he had received some kind of a questionnaire and, thinking it was a scam, had pretty much thrown it away. And one of the questions had to do with whether he was an American citizen. And so the next thing he knew, the account was frozen. And then when he went to the bank, ultimately, they told him, well, you didn't answer that question. And then they even asked him, do you have dual citizenship? And well, in this case, he didn't have dual citizenship. He was just an American citizen. And so then they unfroze the account. In addition, Bank of America has started now to send all kinds of questionnaires and, frankly, place telephonic questionnaires to their customers, including very intrusive questions, questions which are really constituting, in the minds of many legal scholars, invasion of privacy. And they were saying that if those questions are not being answered by their customers, their accounts would be restricted, meaning frozen, or ultimately they would be closed. Now, when it comes to the case I was just talking about, the Kansas City Star wrote on July 27 that the Bank of America gave the following explanation. Like all financial institutions, we are required by law to maintain complete and accurate records for all of our customers and may periodically request information such as country of citizenship and proof of U.S. residency. But according to the California Bankers Association, the largest state affiliate of the National Association, questions of citizenship are not federally required. The person said that federal law requires bank must obtain and verify only four things about account holders: name, date of birth, residential address, and social security number. But the article goes on to say that other federally chartered banks, including Wells Fargo and I might add other banks, ask citizenship questions when some new deposit accounts are opened. But here's the crux of the matter, which I want you to pay close attention to. The U.S. Department of the Treasury increasingly is urging financial institutions to collect as much information on customers as possible, including citizenship status, and to update often, in part, to ward against the laundering of money that may flow through foreign countries. But I ask the question, is that all the government is interested in? And the answer is absolutely no. It goes far beyond it. You've all heard about the concept of a cashless society. Where is that concept coming from? The idea like doing away with cash, replacing cash with some kind of other payments. The Guardian wrote on July 19 that financial institutions want everyone to access and navigate the broader economy through their systems. Financial institutions are trying to nudge us towards a cashless society and digital banking. And then the article goes on to say that we can learn from the Marxist philosopher Antonio Gramsci in this regard. His concept of hegemony referred to the way in which powerful parties condition the cultural and economic environment in such a way that their interests begin to be perceived as natural and inevitable, as by the general public. Nobody was on the streets shouting for digital payment 20 years ago, but increasingly it seems obvious that and natural that it should take over. That belief does not come from nowhere. It is a direct result of a project on the part of financial institutions, and I might add, the governments supporting them. The article goes on to say, 20 years ago, nobody believed that cash was inconvenient. But every time I walk into London Underground, I see advertisements that address me as if I was a person who finds cash inconvenient. But a cashless society is not in your interest. It is in the interest of the banks and payments companies. During the recent Visa chaos, millions of people who have become dependent on digital payments suddenly found themselves stranded when the monopolistic payment network crashed. Cash, on the other hand, does not crash. It does not rely on external data centers, and it is not subject to remote control or remote monitoring. This is also the reason why financial institutions and financial technology companies want to get rid of it. Cash transactions are outside the net that such institutions cast to harvest fees and data. A cashless society brings dangers. A cashless society has major surveillance implications. We see an alignment, the article says, between government and financial institutions, and that's exactly where that's going. On July 30, the German paper Bild Online reported that a desired move towards a cashless society, in other words, no cash transactions, was another step toward creating total governmental big brother control of the country's citizens. Now, recently, when panel of experts, and I put this in quotes now, were debating the implications of taped conversations between Donald Trump and his former attorney, discussing a potential cash transaction by Trump to a female accuser, which transaction never took place, by the way, it was stated on CNN that cash transactions are only engaged in by criminals, such as drug dealers or those who are guilty of money laundering. Such irresponsible, completely false, and utterly foolish statements are, of course, geared, among other quote-unquote political reasons, towards the furtherance of a cashless society controlled by banks and governments. My friends, I wonder whether you realize how much we are already under the control of our government, no matter where we may live. And the Bible prophesied that these things will get worse and worse. We read about the mark of the beast. We've all heard about the mark of the beast, and many don't quite understand what the mark of the beast really is. It has all and everything to do with governmental control. We have produced a free booklet, Europe in Prophecy, which talks about the mark of the beast. But this booklet doesn't only talk about Europe. It applies to the United States of America. It applies to the whole worldwide economic system. And you need to know what it is. And you should realize that this system is being built to control you completely. That you will then have to make a choice whether you are going to believe in that system and the governments controlling it or in God. Because you can't do it insofar as both entities are concerned. So please ask for this free booklet, Europe in Prophecy. And until next time, this is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.